Brian and Tricia, we are Quick C 98.3. Paula Cole, where have all the Cowboys gone? We have got ourselves a winner on the Impossible Question, second caller this morning.
Rebecca Kendall from Vine Grove. The average American will eat close to 40 of these this summer, and the answer is scoops of ice cream.
Yeah, a couple of folks thought it was hot dogs because we've been talking about hot dogs this morning.
And that, it had nothing to do with hot dogs. Hot dogs comes from the fact that it is Frank and Beans Day, or Beans and Franks, however you say it.
Franks and Beans, that's how you should say it.
Well, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way.
I think it's proper grammar.
Well, says
meat,
Brian.
meat before vegetable every time. You don't say I'm having fries and hamburgers. You say I'm having hamburgers and fries. Meat before vegetable.
What?
Yes.
Okay, the fries and hamburgers, that makes sense. That sounds backwards.
Tell me
beans
anything.
Beans and Franks, Franks and Beans.
Okay, if you're going to serve...
Franks is the way it's listed on this website.
Well, it's wrong.
Bean and Franks Day.
It's wrong. Let's just say I was going to serve pork chops and something else. I wouldn't be like, we're going to have pork chops. We're going to have corn and pork chops.
So you want the main part of it.
I want the meat first.
Okay, well, and honestly, for me, I say Frank and Beans.
If you're going to tell me what you're cooking for dinner and there's a meat, wouldn't you say the meat first?
Probably. Now, why do they say bean and Franks? Why isn't it beans and Franks? Are you just having one bean with your Frank?
Maybe you're on a diet.
Hmm.
We've been talking this morning. I didn't know this was going to become the hot dog show. But
Neither did I.
We usually have like one idea for the show and then it gets veered off course and crashes off a cliff because this show literally just flies by the seat of its pants.
Which is the way we like it.
Oh, some people plan their whole day. They're like, I got these things and I have a list.
This is what we're going to talk about at this moment.
No,
and
we don't do
this. This is kind of like we have ideas and it's kind of like my trip last week or vacation that we took was a road trip. It was kind of like, oh, we have ideas of where we want to go. But okay, so today, our morning conversation, what are unique ways that you include hot dogs in a meal? And that's because it's Franks and Beans Day or Beans and Franks.
I insist that it has to be Franks and Beans because anytime you are discussing a plate of food or you're going to, here's the meal I'm serving you, the meat or the main course always comes first. You never, ever put the vegetable first.
That you threw me off last time because I was like, what is it? No, what about spaghetti and meatballs?
Oh, see, you got me with that one. But that's not a vegetable. It's a pasta, so I'm not going to...
No, it doesn't even matter. Okay.
It's like I before E except after C.
Oh, stop it. You're just
meat's
making up
always
rules
first,
as you go.
Unless you're talking about pasta.
Whatever. So Brian Smith texted us, and he said he doesn't think that the meat has to always come first.
Well, he would be wrong.
What about Beanie Weenies, which is another, like Franks and Beans?
That's a brand name.
Yes. He said, if you said weenie beanies, you would think of really, really, really small beans. Yes.
Look how weeny those beans are. They're almost seeds. They're so tiny. These are weenie beans. Okay, maybe in that instance, too. But that, again, that's a brand name. We're getting some calls this morning, too. Let's go to the phones. Hi. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Y'all sitting there talking about hot dogs. And I'm sitting there thinking about, like you said, hot dogs and sauerkraut, too. But I tell you an interesting way that I've recently started cooking hot dogs. I'll get a bigger pan and I'll put about 2 inches of water in it, and then I'll put a colander in there and I steam my hot dogs.
Oh, that's a great! That's wow.
Try that and see what y'all think about that, because I tell you what, they're so much more flavorful.
I have got a vegetable steamer that's a little basket that you set down and I can start steaming them on hot dogs.
Probably work perfect.
I don't know who you are, but you're now my new best friend.
And chili dogs, that's one thing that some people just back and forth on, but usually Wolf brand chili without beans, you get it with or without beans. I found that the Wolf brand chili is better than the chili dog chili.
The chili dog sauce that you buy?
Yeah, the Wolf brand chili is a lot better. And then one more thing. I bet y'all have never heard of this. When I make a pot of chili, I throw a pack of hot dogs in there.
What?
Chili dog. Think about it now.
Well,
so
hey.
Instead of the chili on the dog, get the dog in the chili.
That's right. And it does not disflavor the chili.
Well, I'd be willing to try that.
Hey, it's good. It's good that way. And, like I said, You want a chili dog? You put your couple pieces of bread on a plate, put the chili dogs on there, and throw the chili on it, ketchup, mustard, and onion and cheese.
Well, I appreciate the call. This has all been very helpful. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.